I promised you earlier we might hear another track from Foster and Allen. This one you know so well.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. The don'ts of potato, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Moran sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tucks to their dresses at all. I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, for the mountains of Moran sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole population of London looked on. But for all those great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark moor sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexion, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sit, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, for the mountains of Moran sweep down to the sea.
A lot of people would associate that song with Don McLean, but before Don McLean sang it, lots of other people sang it, including Foster and Allen there, The Mountains of Moran, Foster and Allen. Now, every time I play this next track, it causes quite a stir. It's the beautiful song, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, sung by Trudy Lawler. But Trudy is joined by her mother, singing along here, who is in her 80s, Trudy Lawler and her mammy, and Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere the sun is shining, songbirds dwell.
is longer. Somewhere the task is done. Somewhere the heart is stronger. Is won somewhere, beautiful line of somewhere, land of the true, where we live the new.
I never tire of listening to that song, but particularly when it's sung by Trudy Lawler and her mother. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. On this little programme of ours, we present all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Now, here's a sample of what I'm trying to say. This is country and Irish. It's an Irish singer singing a country song. This is Mary Duff. And maybe we should have played this at the beginning of the programme. It's called Come On In. And this is as good as country music as you'll hear anywhere in the world.
Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. If I had one wish I moved back to my old neighborhood, where the good folks, they all love you as their own. Then I'd go over to my neighbor's house, knock on the door and they'd all sing out, come on in and sit right down and make yourself home. I'd sing the praises long and loud for all my folks and I'm mighty proud of the little old town back home where I was born. I wish that I could hear them say in the good old-fashioned friendly way, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. Come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home.
Mary Duff, come on in and sit right down and make yourself at home. I hope by this stage you're well in, and I hope you're enjoying the program so far. Oh, some lively foot tapping there from the Kilfenora Cayley Band. I think we played a track from them last week as well. Very, very talented, and one of the most popular Cayley bands in Ireland. And now the lovely haunting sound of Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and All Their Friends and Down by the Sally Gardens. You know, this song goes through my head countless times during the week. I just love this melody.
Thank you.
As most people know, Ireland is an island, and being totally surrounded by water, well, of course, we make good use of the water. We use it for fishing, and there are various parts of Ireland well known for fishing, like up in Donegal or down in Kerry, in places around that, around the coast. Some wonderful fishing villages and towns, and it's a wonderful industry. But where do fishermen go when they die, asks the story. Well, according to legend, when fishermen die, they go to Fiddler's Green. Listen to Patsy Watcorn explaining it a little better than I do, and singing it a lot better than I do.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in the ice skins and jumpers, no more on the dark side be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail, where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me, just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more
dark side be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
I was singing along with that. Wrap me up in my oilskins and blankets. No more on the docks I'll be seen. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now, for another little bit of self-indulgence, a big favourite of mine. This is originally done for me, anyway, I first heard it by the Clancy Brothers, but I'm going to play you a version by a group called Barleycorn. And Barleycorn are going to tell us about all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got now. You can tap your feet to this one.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The cats and the dogs, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays and the pony neighs. The old gray badger sighs.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Listen to the ducks with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing. The hoot owl cries over everything. The blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
It's a simple song, a living song everywhere. By the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. The grumpy alligator and the hog above. The sly old weasel and the turtle dove.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
I don't think that's an Irish folk song, but they don't come much more Irish than Barleycorn.
by Mershinderkin. I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. In the days when I was courting, I was never tired resorting to the alehouse or the playhouse, or many's the house beside. I told my brother Seamus, I'll go off and go right famous, and before I will return again, I'll roam the world wide. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. I've courted girls in Blarney, in Kanturk and in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, that is the Cob of Cork. Farewell to all this pleasure, I'm going to take my leisure, and the next thing you will hear from me is a letter from New York. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. When I landed in America, I met a man named Bert. He told me if I'd stay a while, he'd surely find me work. Well, work he didn't find me, so there's nothing here to bind me. I'm bound for San Francisco and California. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Farewell to all the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam to try and make my fortune in far America. There's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry, and if ever I return again, I never more will stray. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as brave as Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Goodbye, Mershinderkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. Sure as my name is Carney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Now, there we heard a very talented group called Golden Bough. And they were playing a track that I think we played Johnny McAvoy's version of a couple of weeks ago, Goodbye Mershinderkin. Mershin is the Irish word for Martin. Some clever lyrics in that. Instead of digging praties, I'd be digging lumps of gold. I'm going to play another track from Big Tom now. Tom McBride, to give him his proper name, but we all knew him and loved him as Big Tom. And here he's singing the praises of the Connemara Shore. Now, Connemara, as I've told you before, is in County Galway. And in this case, he's talking about the town of Clifton. That whenever Big Tom sang a country song, he sang it in his own County Monaghan accent, the Connemara Shore.
There's a place in County Galway, neath the skies of golden grey, close by the Manturk Mountains, where so often I did stray. and the little town of Clifton, I long to see once more. Beside the broad Atlantic, on my Connemara shore, you can see the misty mountains when the heather's in full bloom, and the waters of Loch Carron close by the Hill of Doon. And the mountain streams that whisper through the valley of Tylemore, you join the salt sea waters on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me, and the winding little country roads the journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. I'm off the 5-9 highway in the valley far below. There stands a lonely cottage where the old road used to go, and the whistle of the freight train has gone forevermore, that echoed through the mountains on my Connemara shore. Connemara's lakes and mountains mean home sweet home to me, and the winding little country roads a journey to the sea. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore. The shamrock and the heather I long to see once more, and the lovely Manturk Mountains on my Connemara shore.
Tom and my Connemara shore. And friends, if you ever get the chance to come to Ireland, you must certainly go over to the west, to County Galway, and visit Connemara. Now here's a track sung by my favourite Irish ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. The song was written by Liam Riley, a good friend of mine, used to be keyboard with Bagatelle. And this tells the story, well, the song is entitled The Flight of Earls. And it tells the story of a young man sitting, waiting in the waiting room for the bus to bring him out to Dublin Airport, because they're leaving, himself and his friends are leaving Ireland behind, which is, well, always has been for a long, long time now, the young people emigrating. Have to say, not as much as they used to, but they're still emigrating now to places like Australia and New Zealand, whereas before it used to be the UK and Canada and the US. And it tells the story of how we're going and we're leaving our country behind because of no work. But as I played this song, there's a lovely line towards the end and says, "Do remember, those aeroplanes fly both ways." Take a listen to Dublin City Ramblers and The Flight of Earls.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best
thanks for two. It's not murder, fear, or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join MacAlpine's Fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision. We've got education too. But we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore. And we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home. And we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. And the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us. We don't mind an honest job. And we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times it's you. We've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the kiss and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore. Because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. What if we see better days? Those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again.
The Dublin City Ramblers and the very true song, The Flight of Earls.